This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Yesterday, the Fulton County Commission received a proposed 2014 budget that calls for a 50% cut to the county's contribution to Grady Memorial Hospital. That has again raised the question of Grady's future, not only for Fulton and DeKalb counties, which contribute much of the funding, but for the entire state. Today, at a meeting of the Metro Atlanta Mayors Association, I talked about that with four leading state lawmakers. House Democratic leader Stacey Abrams, Republican Senator Renee Unterman, who chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, DeKalb Democratic State Senator Steve Henson, and former Fulton County Commissioner, now Republican Representative, Lynn Riley. The first question went to Representative Riley. Is it time for the state to look at Grady and say we really need to do more about some sort of integrated trauma care network? And does the state step in at any point with any help for Grady?
Yes, we did hear from the Fulton County Commission that they were looking at dramatically reducing the budget. But interestingly enough, while I was still on the commission, the Grady transformation occurred in 2008-2009 to go to a private provider. And part of that was a memorandum of understanding for services to be delivered and compensated for by Fulton County. So I think the conversation needs to continue a little bit at the Fulton County Grady level, because there is a contractual obligation for Fulton County to compensate Grady for the services that are provided based on specific criteria. So changing a budget line item may or may not be effective and or appropriate, because the services will still be provided unless there is a change in the level of service that is asked for from the county.
So does that mean Fulton County will continue to get a bill?
Exactly. According to the current memorandum of understanding, Grady can send a bill for the services provided, and that may or may not reconcile with the total budget line item that the county is allocating. So I think this conversation is going to continue.
The argument could be made, and probably will be from members of the county commission, that Fulton is hamstrung in a sense because it can't raise its property tax rates because of the legislation that was passed here in Atlanta. So someone could come back to you and say, well, look, aren't they between a rock and a hard place, partly of the legislature's own making? If they get that bill from Grady, should the legislature revisit the restrictions that it put on Fulton County?
Well, I think there can always be more analysis done to the actual budget and the prioritization of the spending that Fulton County is presenting at this time. They chose very hot topics and hot topic areas that are uniquely sensitive to the citizens in the county for which to cut. When you see their primary cuts are to the Grady services and to library services. So it seems to be more of a almost a chicken game of trying to see whether the voters are going to react to where they are prioritizing cuts. I'm hoping that the voters in Fulton County are going to be very clear about prioritizing some of the things that might be in a different mindset from what we're seeing from the county commission.
Leader Abrams, the chair of the Fulton County Commission, has said one possibility might be a special tax assessment for Grady. Number one, is that something you would support? And number, if he proposes it, and number two, would it run afoul of what the legislature passed this past session, limiting the property tax increases?
What I would say is I think that any time we look at creating special tax districts to solve macro problems, right, you're simply creating a new problem down the line. Right. And so while it may be a functional solution, I don't think you make tax policy decisions in a crisis. And so I wouldn't say no, but I wouldn't say that that's the answer. I think there are other sources of revenue that we have to look at if we accept Medicaid expansion. We also have to understand what the real impact of the moratorium on taxation, what that's going to do to Fulton County. And I think to Chairman Riley's point, we have to think about what happens for the county, given that it's also the seat of government. It has expansive responsibilities that go beyond the fact that it is a largely municipalized county. Because Fulton County, unlike every other county in the state, has a larger obligation than simply being a county. It's the seat of government for the city, for the state. It is the hub for the region. And I think that requires a larger and more complicated conversation than simply a piecemeal solution.
Will the legislature pick it up this year and say, this is a unique kind of situation?
No, it won't. And one of the reasons is because Grady's a level 1 trauma hospital, says Atlanta Medical. So should Atlanta Medical also receive those funds from outside counties when they get a hella back into their situation? It's a debate that's going to continue, but it's a debate that's going to come to head because of the Affordable Care Act.
That last voice was that of Republican State Senator Renee Unterman, who chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. We also heard from House Democratic leader Stacey Abrams and former Fulton County Commissioner, now Republican Representative, Lynn Riley. Also taking part in the panel was DeKalb Democratic State Senator Steve Henson. His thoughts are part of the expanded version of this conversation, which is posted on our website, wabe.org.